Morning, guys. Welcome back to day three of Project Freedom. I'm actually near my parents' place now, walking next to the high street, so you can hear the wonderful background noise. And today, or this morning rather, I'm thinking about serendipity. So serendipity, or rather luck in business and in life, I think comes as a consequence of hard work and taking massive action, and then serendipity blends in with that. So, you know, yesterday was damn good. I keep thinking about making this podcast for the audience, but instead I'm going to make it for myself. So I'm going to speak from the heart. Maybe that's what I'm trying to phrase. But no, yesterday was a damn good day. I went to meet my friend Max Newton. I saw his standing desk that was on roller wheels, and that's going to be a game changer, because I did not realize that you could get a standing desk on wheels, which makes so much sense. So that's going to be fantastic to have in our living room. That's number one. Number two is that I saw he has a power bank for his mobile phone that fits into a phone case. So then he sticks that in and you can turn it on and off at the point at which you want it to charge, or it can automatically do it. So that was absolutely damn brilliant. So I bought that also. So I think that what I'm trying to underline is that there is so much value you can get from the people and the world around you. And for me, it's just about seizing the opportunity. So it was crazy for me to go there, and just through things I saw in passing, as well as a headset, I think I'm going to get a headset as well, just to realize that, wow, there's a couple of things here that I'm going to steal, and that's going to really help me with the work that I do. So yeah, it was pretty damn good. And to that end, this morning right now is my first morning that I'm recording one of these podcasts, I guess, my daily podcast for day three of Project Freedom. And because I'm not working at my day job for Pearl Lemon, I've just got more room to do some other business development type stuff, which is fantastic. So working to sort out my novel, and rather what I figured out is a process whereby Chris, my writing coach, Chris Sowers, is going to help with the edit, even if there's a little bit of rework that needs doing. I've written out the first 72,000 words, and now I'll pass it on to Mr. Sowers to take it to the next level. So that was a good learning, or kind of outcome for me, when I tried to get back into the reading of it, and I thought, you know what, I can't be damn bothered, don't want to do it. And I felt the great resistance, as what's the name of that writer, the guy who Stephen Pressfield would say. But I think what I realized is that if you don't enjoy it and you don't get a great value from it, then just don't do it. I mean, why do it? I think that was a bit of a realization for me. So I enjoy writing out the first draft and doing some minor fine-tuning, which is much in the vein of me as an entrepreneur, but going back and carefully changing everything, it's not really my gig. I like to have others who will come and make sure everything's ship-shaped, spick and span and all of that. So I think this is going to unlock a new route for me to produce more, because I love writing, but I've got editors that trail behind me to modify content, and I think that that's really the route that I need to take. So Project Freedom and the ability to give yourself time to be productive on your non-day-to-day stuff really opens up or unlocks these massive opportunities. I mean, yesterday one of the things that's also part of my accountability coaching, which was when talking about this week, was that I want to get into meditation. So I downloaded the app Headspace, and I'm still not using it. So I've hired now a guided meditation coach for a month. I've got a first initial trial with Anna from Asesha Yoga or something. We'll see how it goes, but that's going to be guided meditation, which I'm going to do, which is going to be pretty damn interesting. So I think that it's I say serendipity, I think it's, you know, intention, it's intention that allows serendipity to come in, because with whatever you're doing, if you can fashion a space that allows you to back away from the business and for you to actually make, you know, make the business grow still, then that's the key in all of this. I want to come back, and I know that everyone's going to have stepped up in terms of skill level, because they're going to be forced to do things without me around. That's number one. Number two, for those who don't perform or don't like it, they'll make it known and they'll be gone. And then number three, I'm going to keep working damn hard on the recruitment process to ensure that I get basically a way of replacing anybody where they're not performing or they're not doing well. And I see now, one of the things that came out of it yesterday was that it's going to be, or anyone I bring in needs to go through the, on the sales side, or the new business side, or even the account management side, I think, that you have to go through and do 3 months of cold calling before you can progress to any other side of the business. And then I can put you on to account management, then I can put you on to other elements of the role. But maybe that's the path in which you need to come through to Pearl Lemon if you want to do any client facing stuff. So there's been kind of a lot of learnings. So yeah, guys, I'm almost back, and this is day 3 of Project Freedom.